So yesterday, Terry, you did the call. You did the call, and we're getting a little bit of a late start, but I'm just turning it over to you, kid.
All right, sounds good. So yesterday we talked about Show Me the Money, and my assignment was to download the Limitless Demonstrator to figure out where it was in the back office, and then to work with it and play with it a little bit and put in some numbers and even practice with someone. So who was able to do that and can tell us a little bit about it?
Terry, this is Kim. So
I
played with it just a little bit myself, but I do have some time. I have a new distributor, and we have an appointment set up tomorrow so that we can go through it with her. And I had a three-way call yesterday with a real interested prospect, and we're going to get together and go through it with her. So I didn't actually put somebody through it yesterday, but I did set up appointments to do that.
So. That's awesome. Awesome. Anyone else?
Hey, this is Dirk. I'll just say I've been playing with it a little bit. I'm still rookie for sure, but I like the facts. It's really cool. And so there it is.
All right. Thank you, Dirk. Love that. Anyone else? I think an interesting topic might be for all of us is to have a demo. Many of us had it, before we started. Who remembers that? But, that might be a really fun thing for Malin to do for us sometime. And just do a demo and say, here's how you show it to somebody. So with that, back to you, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I've got all kinds of things going on. Kathy, hopefully you were able to join us on this. I'm hoping. Okay. We'll see.
I'm going to try to three-way Gerald in because he can't get on either.
Okay. I apologize, guys. I have no idea why this morning would be bad. Just hang on for half a second. Okay.
What I heard was a voice just repeating their number, and it sounded like not a professional voice, so I don't know who it was.
Okay, I'm back. Are you guys still there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, good. Yep. All right. So thanks for your patience this morning, guys. Hey, this morning my goal is to talk a little bit about belief. I was having great calls with a lot of different distributors yesterday and having great conversations with them. And I looked up the definition of belief, and it simply says it's to have trust or faith or confidence in someone or something. That's all a belief is to have trust or confidence or faith in someone or something. I sent out a little picture this morning that said for 35 years I had that sticker that says, was it a childhood dream of a Babe Ruth baseball? Ever since I was a little kid, and ever since I watched The Sandlot, and ever since I watched I don't know how many other things, I had a goal. I just wanted to get a great autographed Babe Ruth baseball. And as I looked into the situation of trying to find a good autographed baseball, I found out during that time period most people shellacked baseballs, and it kind of destroyed the autograph. So to find a really great autographed baseball by Babe Ruth was really a difficult thing. And one of the things I sent in the picture I sent to some of you guys this morning was the actual piece of paper that stuck to my mirror for 35 years. I went and framed it. Was it a childhood dream? And above it is the actual clear Babe Ruth autographed baseball that I had. And I just did it for the standpoint of showing you that, hey, having a dream board, having something that you put on your mirror every day, if you've never tried it, just try it. I don't care in what aspect of your life, put something that you look at every day on your bathroom mirror and just take a look at it and see if it makes a difference in your life. I think you'll be astonished. Goals are achievable dreams, guys, which you said. And you really can do all things. And we've heard that many times growing up, right? We can do all things. We cover a number of different topics here each morning over a couple-week period, beginning with your why and recruiting yourself. And there are a lot more important things going on in the world, you know, at least from my standpoint, I can tell you, than getting an autographed Babe Ruth baseball. But it's really just a metaphor for your life, right? With each passing day, most of you, and one thing we realize is life is short because every day that goes by, it just seems to be just clicking on by faster and faster. So we do know life is short, and we do know there are different things that are very important. Most of you who are on the call every morning are here because of what our products have done for you or what they've done for your family. You believe, because you've seen these products work firsthand, that this is an important company to work for, and important products to try to get in everybody's body. I always say, hey, the force is strong with you guys, right? To steal an old Star Wars phrase, the force is strong, especially our force when we get into people's bodies. But your lives have all changed as a result. As I talk to each of you and I listen to your unbelievable testimonials of what has happened to you. And so when something good happens to somebody in life, you naturally always wanted to share that good news with others and build a business at the same time as a result. Zig Ziglar said, you know, you never know when a moment and a few sincere words can have an impact on somebody else's life. Let me say that again. You never know when a moment and a few sincere words can have an impact on somebody else's life. You just never know. Cindy, for example, is on a mission to get these products in people's bodies. I have never talked to Cindy where she doesn't talk about, hey, I'm out there just trying to get product in people's bodies. I'm out there just telling people about how great these products are. Almost as a side effect of going out and telling people that she, you know, how much these products have such an impact on people's lives, she became an X10 leader at the same time. And this month, she'll definitely be an X15. And that means that she is having success in sharing her story with other people. But that means that she's out there every day calling people, talking to people, doing this on a full-time basis. And she's having great success as a result of that. People have asked Lynn and myself, what's the best way to do this business? How do you do this business? And how did we respond, guys? We responded with this simple training list, which we train on every single morning here. The rest is up to you guys. We can only do so much on our end. We can provide the incentives. We can provide the bonuses. We can provide the great products that people love. But at the end of the day, it's whether or not you guys will open your mouth. Zig Ziglar said, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to start to become great. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to start to become great. You have to open your mouth, guys. You know, for example, you've just experienced, we do a training on becoming a storyteller, for example, and the importance of setting goals. The Babe Ruth autograph, for example, is a story that I tell. You know, I can say something to people like, hey, I've always wanted to have a Babe Ruth autograph. If we're talking about sports or whatever, I've always wanted to have a Babe Ruth autograph. Never thought I'd have one. And I'm in a business that it's allowed me to get a beautiful Babe Ruth autographed baseball. Also in that picture, by the way, you'll notice some autographed George Foreman heavyweight champion of the world gloves and a Shaq shoe, rookie shoe, the first year he came into the NBA. That's a Shaq shoe, you know, size 20, if you can believe that. Can you imagine somebody having a foot that is a size 20? From that standpoint, there's also a beautiful picture of that, you know, we had painted by an original artist here named Eric Dowdell, has a television show where he travels the world, and he went to Paris and he painted that picture of Paris, an oil painting for us. I mean, so all those things are kind of material things. They were all accomplished through accomplishing different goals, but those aren't the goals that are the most important goals. Those are things that happen as a result of being able to accomplish your goals. And I just wanted to share that your belief level really decides what can happen to you in your business. Everybody here on the phone knows you can become an executive. Everybody can check that box. How hard is it to become an executive? You know, if you and your spouse or you and your significant other are doing $350 a month, you're an exec. It's that easy. And if you know these products work, that's what you guys are going to be doing every month. So you plus two others, or you and your spouse, you plus two others, by doing $350 a month, you accomplish goal of becoming an executive. And, I mean, that's not impossible, right? I'm right here. Everybody knows that you can become a $1,000 a month distributor and get a free pack. You plus five. That's our program. You plus five others, and if they're on a pack, you plus five others, you've hit $1,000 a month, and you're getting a free pack. I mean, everybody on this phone believes that you can do $1,000. You know why? Because almost everybody on this phone is doing $1,000 a month just by blinking every single month and getting a free pack and then doing whatever it is they want to do. Everybody on the phone knows they become an executive three. I mean, if you're doing 350 and you go out and you find three other distributors who do the same thing that you're doing, now you're an X3. And you can go out and find three others who do the same. And so you think, you know, am I an X3? Those are some of the things that I talked about putting on your goal. I mean, am I wrong? Can everybody become an X3? Of course they can. You know, I was looking yesterday, I was telling Melina, I almost sent to you guys a thing showing that in another skincare company, they had a $3,000 a month requirement, you know, and I'm looking at, you know, when you're an X3, you're doing $1,400 a month, you're doing half as much volume. And we had on our front line $53,000 a month, just on our front line, $53,000 a month of volume from those leaders that we had duplicated with. Guys, that was with a skincare company that didn't have, as I was talking to, say, she goes, nobody has the products we have. Nobody has the products that work as well as our products do. And so, and then we've packaged them conveniently in this pack that makes it easy to become an X3. Here's the tougher one, but everybody knows in their heart that they can accomplish it. You can become a $25,000 a month executive leader where you get your car bonus, you get a one-time $2,500 ladder bonus by simply finding four legs. And they don't have to be in four legs. I'm just using this as an example from volume. If you have four legs that are doing $6,000 a month in monthly volume, guess what, guys? You'll be at $25,000 and have your car. Now, my question is that an impossibility? Think of your groups. Think of you. You know, if you can duplicate what you guys have done, almost everybody on this phone's doing over $6,000 a month when you think about it. And so the question is, can you find four other legs who do the same thing? And if you do, you're there. Is it impossible to do with our health packs and our incentives? I mean, am I wrong, or is that something that you guys can accomplish? Of course it's something you can accomplish. It's just your mindset. Zig Ziglar also went on and said, time can be an ally or an enemy. What it becomes depends entirely upon you, your goals, and your determination to use every available minute. That's why we train on your why, your list, your storytelling testimonials, your comp plan confidence, your forming relationships, your sharing, inviting, presenting, the SIP, using three-way calls, how to handle objections, how to get started with the videos we've made. You know, last time we were down in Waco, Texas, unfortunately a year ago because of the pandemic for us, but a year ago when we went down, one of the things Sarah Hopkins did that was really kind of her and nice of her, she was kind of showing us around Waco. And as she took us around Waco, and you guys all know this that live down in Waco, Dirk, you know this, living down Waco. They have an actual Dr. Pepper museum there. And so I said, well, we definitely have to go by the Dr. Pepper Museum. I got to get a picture in front of the Dr. Pepper Museum. And I got it. Not that I like Dr. Pepper so much, but you know what the truth of the matter is? I loved their jingle. You remember their jingle, the Dr. Pepper jingle? I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper, right? Well, it so happens that I just found it on the internet. Here it is. You know, give you an idea. I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I'm part of an original crowd. And if you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Do you guys remember that? Maybe you're not old enough to remember that, but for me, it was such a catchy tune that it caused me to start drinking Dr. Pepper. So I wanted to ask yourself the simple question in closing. Does your actual belief in the company result in an action? We can all get on this phone every morning. We can all talk about how great the products are, but are we actually out there talking to other people about what these products are doing? How strong is that belief in your brain that you'll take action? For me, I had to take incredible, massive action, like Tony Robbins said, like we've talked about previously. So I want you guys to have a great Limitless day, a great Limitless week, a great Limitless month of March, March Madness, right? It's March 3rd. We got the whole month ahead of us. My question is, what are you going to do as a Limitless distributor? You know, you can refresh with our new program now. That's why Malin put it all together. Excuse me. So everybody can get started because now's the time. Today's challenge, therefore, is simply see if you guys can go out and open your mouth and see what happens to your Limitless business as a result of putting a dream board on your mirror, whatever it is you want to accomplish, having belief in the company, and go out and just share the business. I really want you guys to become a Limitless Pepper, okay? That's the way. I believe, Malin believes, and wouldn't you guys like to be a Limitless distributor too? That's the point. So tomorrow, when I get on the phone, I'm just going to say, hey, did you open your mouth? Did you create a dream board wish list? Did you put it on your mirror? Did you talk to somebody? And with that, guys, have an awesome day. Appreciate you. Love you. Sorry for the problems this morning.